So we finished the prayer of the night of Yom Kippur, and when we come home, we should have light on in the bedroom, because we have to remind ourselves that we're not going to be intimate with our wives. People don't even touch. We technically we try to ensure that people don't come to err or sin. If unfortunately a person during the night emitted his seed and he is dirty when he gets up, so he can wipe it off, or if necessary, wash it off, because we are, although we don't take showers on Yom Kippur, we are allowed to wash away or clean away a local dirt, a place where a person is locally filthy. If a person falls in the mud, he could clean off the mud. You know, the washing that's prohibited is a washing of a pleasure, but if a person needs to clean off something because he got dirty, that is permissible. Just like after using facilities, one could wash off one's hands. At night, we if possible, we learn a little bit. Over here, you guys will have shiurim. We have a few more mitzvos. We get up in the morning. We wash our hands, we said, until the knuckle. We go to shul. We try to get there early. We put on our talit. Those of you who are going to Vatikin, to Nates, make sure you're not putting on the talit too early where you wouldn't be able to make a blessing on it. There are customs of singing songs of praise to Hashem before prayer. There are customs of singing those songs the night after the prayer. We have Birkot HaShachar. We make all the blessings. There are customs about omitting certain blessings, but we don't have that custom. We do make all the blessings. And then we're going to begin with HaMelech again. We're going to say Birkot HaShachar and Psukei DeZimra after Nishmas, again, just like on Rosh Hashanah. The Chazan is going to do the same thing. Right? HaMelech. So prayer, the Psukei DeZimra concludes with that. The Nishmas concludes with that. Same tune, more or less. And then we have the silent Shmona Esrei, we say Shema, regular into Shmona Esrei. And again, in the end of the Shmona Esrei, we're going to do Al Chait. We're going to speak about how we want forgiveness for our sins. And then we have Chazrat Ashatz. So here in the repetition of the Shmona Esrei, so we have tunes, just like we had in As Ashkenazim. Just like we had on... Very good, Mr. Dweck. Very good. I didn't mean to say anything, but okay. We have the tunes of Shacharit. The songs will repeat themselves. The songs will repeat themselves from Rosh Hashanah. And then... we run into the Kedusha. All the songs are really before the Kedusha. And then after the Kedusha, we have the speaking of atonement for our sins, Shema Koleinu, the conclusion, Kriyas HaTorah, and the big deal on Yom Kippur is going to be the Musaf. During the Musaf, we will speak about all the service of the Kohen Gadol. And as such, as we speak about the service of the Kohen Gadol, we will actually reenact part of it. We'll describe how when the Kohen Gadol would ever say God's name, God's hidden name, when he would say it, they'd have a tradition and the Kohen Gadol would learn it and he would know it. So then everyone would bow down, and then we in Shul, we all bow down. So we're going to bow down numerous times. Now, we don't bow down on the floor directly, because in ancient times they would have these mosaic floors where they'd bow down to the shape of the floor. So we don't do that, because we're never sure what floor people are going to bow on, so we always put stuff under our knees. So they'll give you out papers or plastic bags. If you want to be fancy, you could go to the stationery store and pay like 40 shekel and buy yourself a nice mat. You could also just bring a towel. Anything you bow on that you're not on the floor, that's okay. So that's where we're going to pick up. Bezrat Hashem, next class, we'll begin with Netane Tokef, which we didn't get to discuss before Rosh Hashanah. We discussed Netan HaTokef? We said Netan HaTokef. So we're going to discuss the history of Netan HaTokef and then go into the actual service of the Kohen Gadol and the prayer of Musaf, if you guys want to do that. We'll take a vote at the beginning of next class.